This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado legislature has approved a memorial for the Sand Creek Massacre. The sculpture is expected to be installed in front of the state capitol's west steps next year. It would replace a Civil War statue that was pulled down by protesters in 2020. Chris Tallbear is a member of both the Arapaho and Cheyenne tribes and a descendant of Sand Creek survivors. He was on the Senate floor for the resolution's passage.
Restorative justice. This is a good step towards that. We're not there yet. We've still got a long way, but this is a good step.
The massacre is one of the worst atrocities in Colorado's history. Hundreds of Arapaho and Cheyenne civilians were killed by U.S. troops near the modern-day town of Eads. Democrat Yadira Caraveo says she's running for Congress again. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Caraveo is hoping for a rematch against Republican Gabe Evans to represent the state's swing seat, the 8th Congressional District north of Denver. Last November, Caraveo lost by fewer than 2,500 votes. Caraveo was the first Latina Colorado sent to Congress, but this time she'll have to get through a primary first. Democratic State Representative Manny Rutinel announced his run for the seat earlier this year and has raised more than $1 million. Other Democrats are also reportedly thinking of jumping into the race. The primary is more than 14 months away. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis says potential Medicaid cuts by Republicans in Congress would be devastating for Colorado. He made the comments in a letter to the state's congressional delegation. Polis says Colorado could lose more than 10,000 jobs and $1.3 billion in state economic activity. This is CPR News.